This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I think I did it. I think I finally embarrassed my kid to the point that he doesn't want anything to do with me, which is kind of good because I need to make sure this kid can, you know, go on and support himself and move out of the house. The day both my kids move out of the house, we could sell it, get a mini condo. I could live in a studio apartment. I'm fine as long as I can put a treadmill in the back. And I mean, we'll save money. So I guess it's his eighth grade graduation. And, you know, I like making a big deal about graduations because, again, you know, you want to kind of give the kids the boot. Okay, it's really hard to give the kids a boot, you know, when the conversation is, you know, what did you have for dinner? And, you know, did you clean the bathroom? Did you rake the leaves? And, by the way, you're out of the house. So graduation for us, we make a really, really big deal about because high school graduation is coming up for one of them. And we want to, as we give him his graduation gift, throw the graduation gift outside the door. And when he runs after it, you know, like your dog does, you slam the door shut. Okay. So eighth grade graduation, it's tonight. But my kid had a graduation dinner last night. And it's really, really cool. Oh, it was yummy. They had, like, these chicken. There was some yummy breaded chicken thing. As long as there's meat, I'm good. And then there was some of these rolled, stuffed. What are those big, huge shells of pasta? And then they stick a bunch of ricotta cheese in them. And then you start digging into them. But then you get upset because there's no meat. That. They serve that. There was also some asparagus and that. Anyway, so we come in there, and I think we're going to sit next to our kid. It's graduation dinner. You sit next to your kid. Oh, our kid leaves us in the dust. And he goes to the farthest most end of where we were eating, and he sits with his friend. So I goes, all right, I guess the kids, you know, sit up front, the parents sitting back. So that's okay. You know, and there were these glasses on the parents' table. So I'm like, oh, good, they'll serve some wine. I have skin, you know, get a little buzz going. No, they didn't serve wine. That's all right. So anyway, we're sitting there with the adults, and we're eating our chicken pieces, and we're eating our stuffed shells, right? And they show us a slideshow of the kids. And the kids, when they were growing up, and my kid, unlike me, who went to 12 schools growing up, my kid has been at the school ever since he was pre-K. They call it ECEC, early childhood, early whatever. I don't know what ECEC stands for. I should know because I, you know, paid tuition. But anyway, so you saw him as a little baby, right, growing up. You saw all these kids that we saw grow up, okay? Yeah, there were some new kids that kind of came in, you know, late, you know, to the middle school or whatever. But, you know, they had to sit through and watch everybody's pictures. And that had to have been really horrifying for some of these middle schoolers to have pictures of them when they had teeth missing and boogers on their nose, et cetera. But they were good pictures. So in the middle of it, I just start bawling. I don't know what came over me, but I was like, wow, my little doggy do is great. I'm like, and so I just start completely bawling. Now, you know, parents understand, but kids don't. And I don't cry quiet. You know how some women just kind of, you know, when they cry, it's like, you know, something like that. Okay, me, it's like, wah! I really wail. And I don't get that. I don't know why I've always wailed when I cry. I'm a pretty quiet person. I mean, you know, when I laugh, it's a quiet laugh, right? I go, ha, see, when I laugh, it's kind of a quiet laugh. But anyway, so I'm starting to embarrass the hell out of him. So apparently they go, okay, now go up and get your cake. Okay, now, for me, what do I want when I'm crying and, you know, in despair and despondent and distress and all the D words, I want some carbs. So apparently the kids get their cake first. And I'm like, this is really ridiculous. We're the ones that pay tuition. Are you kidding me? We got to wait for the kids to get their cake first. And they took so gosh darn long doing it. Because, you know, they had to talk and they had to take selfies by the cake and they had to. So I was really now getting ticked. Okay. Because one, my baby's growing up. Two, my baby wants nothing to do with me. Three, I'm all swollen and snotty now because I was crying. And then four, I got to wait for cake that may not even be there after these middle school students eat up all the cake. So I go over there and I try to get my piece of cake, and there's a lady cutting the cake. They aren't letting you cut the cake. There was a lady cutting the cake, and she doesn't know how to cut cake. Okay, when you cut a slice of cake, that cake is supposed to be at least 4 inches high and about maybe 8, you know, 8 inches wide. It's supposed to be falling off the plate. Instead, it was just a little bitty sliver. We're talking about like thinner than a post-it note. And she was, okay, and I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? So I grab about 3 plates of the cake, and then I sit back. People are looking at me like, you know, why'd you take 3 pieces? You know, first of all, none of your gosh darn business. Number two, it's because I'm bringing it back to the table. Well, no, I didn't bring it down back to the table. Screw the table. I'm going to eat the cake. So I'm sitting there eating my cake, and my son walks by the table. And I reach out to him, just like he reached out to me as a baby when we were cutting the placenta off of him, right? And he reaches out to me, and I reach back. And he's like, no, mom. And he puts his hand up to hide, right? Like he could think, he looks like me. There's no way people aren't going to think that he looks like me. And I think what it really, really was is it wasn't the crying and it wasn't the cake. Is that when we were looking at the photo montage, he realized that I gave him years and years of bad haircuts. See, I never took him to a barber. I did a couple times, maybe. Maybe I took him to, like, this, you know, Cuts for Kids or whatever. But, you know, I don't really like anybody, you know, with a knife near my babies. That's just me. I mean, you should have seen me during the circumcision. I'm like, look, just let me do it. So, you know, apparently the whole, you know, all the parents and everybody saw that my kid had bad haircuts. And so he hates me. And he thinks I'm a pain in the ass. But you know what? Doesn't matter because tonight is graduation. And if I embarrassed him last night, wait till tonight. So I'm going to let you know what. I haven't decided what I'm going to do to embarrass him for graduation. But my guess is it's going to be very loud, obnoxious, and musical. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, in case you thought there weren't enough sick people in this world, there's a trial going on for a teenager who is accused of encouraging an 18-year-old boyfriend or ex-boyfriend to kill himself. Have you guys seen this case? This is really wicked. I can't even imagine having a daughter who would do something like this. But she's alleged again, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Michelle Carter, 20 years old, is charged with involuntary manslaughter after she allegedly urged her then-boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to commit suicide a couple years back. In 2014. And apparently, prosecutors have thousands of text messages documenting this. According to Mary Claire Flynn, prosecutors used Conrad as a pawn in a sick game of life and death for attention. Now, Carter was 17 years old at the time, and she exchanged 20,000 text messages with, I believe, then-boyfriend Roy. And more than 1,000 of them were sent in the days leading up to his death. When I believe Roy was thinking about suicide, they say that she sent him a text saying he was overthinking the plan. It said, "You're hesitant because you keep overthinking it and keep pushing it off. You just need to do it, Conrad." Now, how did Conrad Roy, kill himself? He died of carbon monoxide poisoning. He locked himself up in a truck. And Michelle Carter had allegedly urged him to go to the parking lot and said, "You are ready and prepared. All you have to do is turn on the generator and you will be free and happy." I mean, how sick is this? Prosecutors added that Carter displayed frustration and anger when Roy delayed the plan. And she ordered him back and then listened as he cried and took his last breath. Now, Conrad Roy's mother, Lynn Roy, took the stand. She was obviously very upset and tearful as she explained the state of her son's mental health. She goes, "I knew he was a little depressed, but I thought he was doing great. I mean, he just graduated from high school. He got his captain's license. I thought everything was moving forward, not backwards." This was in Massachusetts. Conrad Roy's 13-year-old sister testified that she received a text on the day of his death from Carter that read, "Find him yet?" She also said that 2 days before his funeral, Carter asked for some of his ashes. She assured him that the family would understand why he did it. She researched logistics, reassured him that he was likely to succeed. Now, there's a lot of other texts and things that happened, but basically Carter could face about 20 years of prison, according to ABC News. The defense argues that it was Conrad Roy who, in his own words, dragged her into his suicide plans. The lawyers say this wasn't a homicide. The evidence of the texting is overwhelming that Conrad Roy was on a path to take his own life for years. So, apparently Carter waived her jury trial, leaving her fate in the hands of a judge. Now, you're looking at this woman now who 3 years prior did something absolutely sick, if that's allegedly did something sick. And, you know, from what I've seen with some of these texts, it sounds like she wanted to, manipulate this situation and convince him to do something, kind of like a power trip. And I wonder how often this happens. We see a lot of teenage suicide. And many people, when they commit suicide, they seem to actually become introverted and they isolate themselves. They become socially isolated. They don't talk to people because they don't want to be talked out of it. However, I believe that there are many people, especially the females who commit suicide, that do actually reach out, that do let people know. And I'm frightened by the thought that maybe this isn't the first time. They say that 4 days after she got the first text from Carter, Carter began discussing Roy and his death, writing that she and her boyfriend, let me see here. There was some other text that I wanted to read to you. Anyway, I won't go into it, but it's sick, it's sad, and, you know, as a parent or as a loved one, there's suicide happens at any age. You really need to get nosy. I think there's a lot of us that don't want to get into people's business. A friend of mine, and I told you about this, committed suicide. I was supposed to move in with him as a roommate. It's because my roommate had decided to do like a year, what's it called when you go and you learn overseas, like exchange students, yeah. So my roommate decided to do that, and I couldn't afford my own apartment. He needed a new place. He wanted to leave his apartment. And so he was going to move in with me for the summer, or I was going to move in with him until I went off to medical school. And I didn't hear back from him. And apparently he killed himself in his room of his other apartment. He made himself a tent. And I guess sniffed, I believe it was hydrochloric acid and cyanide. I don't really remember the exact composition of what he did. And his roommate didn't find him until days later when he smelled something coming out of his room. And, I remember the days leading up to a suicide, he was kind of negative about life. But, you know, back then, everybody talked, you know, everybody was negative. You know, this was in the 90s. Yeah, it's all, you know, the world's crazy. You didn't really hear that in the 80s or in the 50s. You know, that was more of a happy time and everybody, maybe it's because of all the pink, you know, and all the pigtails and, I don't know, funny hair. But in the 60s, 70s, and 90s, people were, you know, negative about things. So I didn't think much of it. And I didn't probe. You know? So when he's like, you know, yeah, life sucks. You know how many people say life sucks? People were saying life sucks all the time in the 90s. I wasn't going to stop and interrogate him to see if he was going to commit suicide. Yeah, and even if I did have suspicions, I probably would have been too fearful to make him think I had suspicions and be nosy. Well, I'm telling you now, after I've had all my medical training and medical experience, you get nosy. You get up in there. And, you know, my friends hate it because they'll go to the bathroom and they'll be in the bathroom for a while. So they'll come back out to the table. You know, if we're at a restaurant, I'm like, you know, what's going on? Like, well, nothing, I was in the bathroom. I go, well, how's your stool? You know, is there any blood in it? Is there... Well, none of your business. No. Okay, it is my business. If I'm your friend, I am going to want to know that maybe you were in the bathroom because you were pushing so hard because you have a colonic mass. And I know you guys are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, please. You know, leave your friends alone. No, I don't want to leave anybody alone. I am sick and tired of laying low, minding my own business, and things happening. You know, one of my friends who had a heart attack, I was, you know, on him going, you know, did you go to the heart doctor? Did you go to the heart doctor? And he kind of snapped back at me. And then, unfortunately, a few months later, he died at home of a heart attack. And I, you know, and then I go back and I go, I should have been on him, just like my dad. I was so afraid of my dad. When my dad was like, baby girl, shut up, leave me alone. I was like, oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I'm a baby girl, that's fine. No, I'm not a baby girl. Okay? And you know, maybe he'd be alive today if I had some chutzpah or I had some cojones. And I didn't because I was afraid of him. And I pushed him, and I, you know, it's like, yes, sir. Oh, I could bark orders to, you know, my husband. I could make my kids scare me. My neighbors are terrified of me. But when it came to my family, my mom, how many of you guys have met my mom? I know. I am scared to death of my mom. Now, yes, I have told her to go to the doctor. I have told her to do things, and, you know, luckily, so far, so good. But, you know, be nosy. If your kids don't want you to read their texts, you reading their texts is not what's going to throw them over into suicide. See, that's another thing. Parents say, look, you know, I don't want to push them into suicide. How are you as a parent going to push your kid into suicide? If you are looking at their texts or trying to, you know, read their Snapchats or trying to learn more about what's going on, you're the only one that could save them. It's up to you. And parents are like, well, the kids need their privacy. Kids need privacy when they take a shower. Kids need privacy when they, you know, I don't know, you know, when they want to change their clothes and things like that. And, you know, kids need privacy when they want to talk to their friends about, you know, how much they can't stand their parents, okay? So I get that. That's when kids need privacy. But you are still responsible for them. And if you ask any parent who's lost a child, right, with, you know, are you proud of yourself for giving your child their privacy, or would you have very easily trampled all over that privacy to be able to find out what the hell that kid was doing? And they would 100% of the time said, I should have been more involved. I should. Now, for some parents, it's not your fault. Okay? If somebody wants to end their life, they're going to end their life. If somebody does drugs, if somebody gets talked into it, you know, by a loved one or a, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, there's only so much you can do. But what you can do now while you still have your children or your loved ones who are depressed is get up into their business. That's why when somebody dies, we have wakes and we have shivas and, you know, friends and family are all up into the house and apartment, and they don't leave somebody alone who just lost a loved one. We don't leave them alone. We are there with them all the time. And do that. Get up into their business. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, Vice President Mike Pence's wife, Karen, is opening up, I guess, the government residence to a few new inhabitants, as being reported out by New York Post. She is bringing in 15,000 honeybees. Ms. Pence showed off the beehive a couple days ago, partly to draw attention to a decline in managed bee colonies that she and other officials could say negatively affect U.S. agricultural production. One of three bites of food taken in the U.S. is possible with the help of bees, butterflies, birds, and bats, she said at a media event. This was at the U.S. Naval Observatory compound in Northwest Washington. That's where the vice president's official residence is located. Managed honeybee colonies add at least $15 billion a year in crop value by increasing yields and helping ensure quality harvests. They said that a years-long decline in honeybee colonies presents a serious challenge to our ability to produce many of the agricultural products that we sell and enjoy today. Did you guys ever see the movie Bee Movie with Jerry Seinfeld? Yeah. The Bee Movie, that's exactly what the bees, somebody wants to go after the bees, and, you know, if you don't bug the bees won't bug you. Well, they bugged the bees, and then the bees turned around and took it to court, and when the bees didn't want to work, and then all the flowers start to die because they couldn't pollinate the flowers, whatever. Anyway, watch the Bee Movie, and you'll appreciate bees. They say fruits, vegetables, and nuts are among 90 or so crops that managed honeybees pollinate for farmers. So this decline in honeybee colonies, we've talked about for a while on the show. It's not really a big headline. People don't talk about honeybees. Remember they were trying to spray for Zika, and they killed off a bunch of bees in Florida? You know, and, you know, people are like, well, they're just bees. You know, bees suck. No, bees don't suck. Okay, we need the bees. Am I afraid of bees? Yeah, I'm afraid of bees. If there was a bee right now in my studio, I'd be like, ah, bee! But I'm not, because there's no bee. I hope there's not a bee. I really am scared of bees. I just am. But anyway, so the decline, they say, in honeybee colonies is attributed to factors ranging from stress caused by parasites to poor nutrition to lack of interest in caring for them. Okay, it's not lack of interest in caring for a bee. The problem is nobody wants to get stung by a bee. I mean, I see what beekeepers have to wear. Beekeepers have to wear some heavy-duty armor. I mean, we're talking like crusade, you know, knights and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, some major, major armor. Agricultural sector Sunny Purdue attended the unveiling. Did they unveil the beehive? Ms. Pence said was a great example of what everyone can do to help honeybees. He said his department was working to help reverse the decline in the beehive population. I gotta admit, that's pretty cool. You know, the vice president always seems to be in the shadow of the president. And then the vice president's wife doesn't really get a lot of attention. And they have to be really careful, too. I mean, if I was a vice president's wife, you know me, I love the spotlight. So I'd be like, okay, I want to work on this. I want to work on blood donation. I want to work on cancer. I want to work on autism. I want to work on this. I want to work on pets. I want to, you know, pet abuse. And anyway, okay, so whatever. So I'd be listening to all these things. And they'd be like, no. Melania is the one that, you know, is the focus now. Okay, you know, we don't want too many wives in the media. Why don't you want too many wives in the media? Well, you know, wives aren't very media friendly. I'm friendly. No. People don't want to listen to or talk about a wife. And you know, I noticed that this is a big deal. It got a little baby sliver in the media. It's just when somebody's wife does something, it just doesn't seem to be as big a deal. Unless, you know, she throws something at him or whatever. And, you know, Karen Pence, she has her own calling. She casts her own shadow. She's a really remarkable woman. But I think this is pretty cool. So just to quickly teach you, beehives take a lot of time to manage. Ms. Pence encouraged them to plant bee-friendly flowers and herbs, such as wildflower, lilacs, poppies, black-eyed Susans, mint. Oh, is black-eyed Susans, what's in black-eyed pea? Black-eyed peas are peas. Never mind. Mint, sage, squash, tomatoes, oregano, and rosemary. They can also set out basins of water or install bird baths so thirsty bees can get a drink. Okay, I don't want bees by my house. More than 80% of the land in Pence's home state of Indiana is dedicated to agriculture. And Ms. Pence said the crops grown there depend on the pollinating power of the bees. I think this is pretty cool. So the new hive has between 50,000 and 20,000 honeybees. I know many of you are like, well, I'd like to know the exact number of bees. Well, no one's going to sit there and count. That's according to Larry Marling of Eco Honeybees. Yeah, they've got, wait a second, if they're off by 5,000, I think I agree with you guys, okay? That's a little late, okay? You know, if you're going to have a hive and you say there's about 15,000 bees, but there could be as many as 20,000 bees, we're talking about another 5,000 bees. I think I'd like to know, especially if I'm living next door to the Pences. There is a Virginia-based company that was hired to install the beehive. That is Eco Honeybees. The bee population could grow to between 40,000 and 50,000 bees by the end of bee season, because I guess they know what to do with their stinger when it's time to do the lovey-dovey. The bees are going to help help the flower and vegetable gardens on the property. There's kale, lettuce, tomatoes, herbs, and radishes. The honey they produce will be given away as gifts. The great thing about honey is it doesn't spoil, according to Ms. Pence. Former First Lady Michelle Obama had a beehive in the garden. Did you guys know that she had a beehive? Michelle Obama, no. I guess she started on the White House lawn, South Lawn, in 2009, also to help with pollination. They say the Obama White House used the honey in meals, and they also bottled it and gifted it. Now, Melania Trump has kept the garden. I don't know what she's doing with the garden, but very interesting. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second. Okay, I want to now take part in this bee campaign. And good, okay? What happens if you get stung by a bee? Well, let me tell you. Okay, getting stung by a bee is not really good. Especially if you don't know if you're allergic. Now, the first time you get stung by a bee, and I've been stung by a bee, usually that's not when you're going to have a big, huge anaphylaxis. And you may never have a full-blown anaphylaxis where you stop breathing and you feel faint or go through a swollen tongue or hives or whatever. All right? But in case you don't know and you just don't trust bee stings, make sure you have an EpiPen. I know they're expensive, but get those EpiPens. They come in two now per box. But have an EpiPen, okay? Learn how to read the instructions. Read the instructions with the EpiPen, because there's a lot of instructions, and the instructions are very small lettered. So if you're having trouble breathing, you're not going to be able to find your reading glasses. So read your EpiPen and learn, you know, what to do. But basically, if you don't have severe allergy symptoms, the first thing you do is you remove the stinger. You could scrape the stinger out, according to WebMD, of your body by using the edge of a credit card or a straight edge object to remove it. Yeah, my husband took all my credit cards away. Don't pinch the stinger or use tweezers because that could inject more venom. Did you guys know that you are not supposed to remove a bee stinger with a tweezers? No. You take a credit card or a straight edge and you scrape it off. Very interesting stuff. Okay, then you want to use cool water. Some people will use ice. I really like cool water. I don't like ice that much. Like with the scorpion sting, we'll talk about that also later in the show. Scorpion stings, you know, we usually like cool water. Ice can still kind of damage the skin a little bit. But if you don't have any, you know, if you have to put something cold on it, then fine. If you were stung on your arm or leg, you want to elevate it. You want to get rid of any jewelry from around the area of the sting, like any rings, etc., because your arm will swell. Right? If you have a toe ring, get that toe ring off. You could use acetaminophen. You could use ibuprofen. If it's a kid, don't give aspirin. If you're over 19, you could do aspirin. You're going to get itchy, so you could take an antihistamine. You could also use a little baking soda and water mixture or calamine lotion, and then watch it. It's going to take a few days for it to heal. If, however, you think you're going to start having any issues or your buddy who got stung starting to have a swollen tongue, looks like he's having trouble breathing, call 911. Do not mess around and be prepared, if you don't have an EpiPen, to start administering CPR. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that work in a medical setting and want to learn medical Spanish but don't have time and don't have a lot of money, we have LearnHealthSpanish.com. It allows you to, under 2 hours, learn most of the words that you need to be able to make some pretty decent sentences and phrases, as well as be able to talk to patients and pretty much impress your boss. Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com and check it out. And use discount code DDW. All right. A lot of you guys are eating the sandwich right now with white bread, and you feel guilty that you took white bread. You're like, you know what? I probably shouldn't have done that because white bread is not as healthy as grained bread or wheat bread, and so I'm doing bad. And then somebody's like, what about sourdough? Well, they go, well, what color is sourdough? Well, sourdough is white. No, I can't eat it. Well, a very interesting study that came out, I believe about a week ago, looked at, you know, white bread versus sourdough versus wheat bread, and some of the results are pretty surprising, all right? You might think you're taking the healthier option, but it may not be that much more healthy. They say sourdough, for example, how does sourdough get its taste? And I want to apologize. We're having some computer issues here. Sourdough gets its tangy taste because of microbes. And microbes are used in baking the bread, like yeast. Okay? Yeast helps it rise, and bacteria help make it sour. So, you know, when you're eating sourdough, that's the result of pathogens. You know, well, hopefully they're not pathogenic to you, but bugs. They say industrially made white loaves are baked using yeast that date back about 150 years. The microbes in sourdough cultures have been used since ancient times. Apparently, food journalist Michael Pullen once described sourdough as a proper way to make bread. They said the acids produced by those microbes also have another benefit. According to The Guardian, they slow down the rate at which glucose is released in the bloodstream. Now, we've talked about high glycemic foods versus low glycemic foods and this low glycemic index. High glycemic index would be something like grapes, cantaloupe, you know, processed white bread, where it turns into sugar pretty quickly. A low glycemic index would be something like a raspberry, a high-fiber type of bran muffin. It doesn't turn to sugar as quickly. So a team of Israeli scientists led by Eran Sigal and Eran Elinav at the Weizmann Institute of Science says in a small study, they put volunteers on week-long stints of eating either white bread or sourdough. All the while, they performed a wide battery of blood tests, and they analyzed the community of microbes that live in the guts. To their great shock and surprise, we found no significant differences between the two breads on any of the parameters that we collected. They said the results showed that people vary substantially in how the two breads affect their blood sugar. Predictably, some people's blood sugar spiked more dramatically after eating the white bread than the sourdough. But unexpectedly, others did the reverse. They say if these results can be confirmed in a large group of people, it suggests that the common belief that sourdough has a lower glycemic index than white bread will only be true for certain people. They say we're realizing that our nutrition needs to be personalized, according to Sigal. Now, that is, not Stephen Sigal, Eran Sigal. Now, that's something that we've been kind of talking about and playing with on the show where, and I've told patients this, just because, let's say, Chinese food or Mexican food or Italian food raises your wife's blood sugar does not necessarily mean it's going to raise your blood sugar. And I remember some students look shocked at me when years ago I told my patients, I go, look, I want you to take a glucometer. And we just diagnosed you with diabetes. Oh, no, I'm a diabetic. Yeah, you're a diabetic, okay? Just, you know, get over it, okay? You need to now start checking your blood sugars. No, I don't want to poke myself. I don't want to prick myself. No. And I would say, okay, listen up and listen good. You need to figure out what foods raise your blood sugar. Oh, I'll just stay away from cookies and crackers and soda. And I'm like, but you don't understand. There's other foods out there. Okay? And I can't tell you to just do away with every single food. Okay, pasta can raise your blood sugar, rice can raise, they all can. You need to figure out what foods are really bad for you and what foods are manageable. So you're going to take this glucometer home, you are going to check your blood sugars, going to check your blood sugar fasting in the morning and 2 hours after you eat at night. That's twice a day. I go, do you want to do it four times a day? I really want four times a day. No, I'll do it twice a day. And the reason why I would tell my patients to do that isn't because there was some major guideline out there, was because the fasting blood sugar morning of the day gives me a kind of an accurate result of what your blood sugars are doing, and it could tell me what happened the night before. Then the 2 hours after you eat can also measure what happened at dinner. So you're basically being able to plot out what you ate and what it did to you. So let's say last Saturday night you had Chinese food and you took your blood sugar, and your blood sugar in the morning was 99, which is good because it's under 100. That's excellent. We'll take it. Okay? So blood sugar was 99. All right? Then that night, Sunday night, you went out for Mexican. They had some Mexican food. Your 2 hour postprandial was a little bit high. Let's say it was about, 220. The next morning, your blood sugar is 120. When you ate Mexican food, your sugar was higher than it was the day that you had Chinese food. Now, some people say, well, wait a second. Okay, what about the quantity? Maybe the quantity had something to do with it. You're right. The quantity did. So now what my patient has to do is he has to write down what he ate. Okay, well, you don't just do your numbers. You also write down what you eat. And you see what you can do to cut. And if you notice that, if you cut out a tortilla or if you cut back on your rice, you ended up having lower blood sugars the next day, then you know what you need to do. See, because people, they don't know what to eat. They don't know, I used to hand out this diabetic diet, how to get your, under an 1,800 calorie diabetic diet. And it would say low fat this, sugar free this, that, and people didn't want to have an egg on a piece of rice cake. And, it just wasn't very, very practical. So I give them a glucometer or a prescription for a glucometer because I know they're expensive. And I say, look, you got to figure it out yourself. All right, figure it out. If you reach for sourdough, if you reach for pumpernickel, was there a difference? And for those of you that are diabetic, you're probably shaking your head going, it takes a long time to figure. It will. It is going to probably take possibly 6 months to at least to figure out what makes your sugar tick. And, of course, you have exercise in there. If you exercise a little bit more, does your sugar go down? But if you get an idea that you want to know what, I could eat Chinese food and it doesn't seem to be as caustic to my, pancreas and my sugar system than Italian is, then that tells you something. Now, mind you, Chinese food can have a lot of sugar, so you got to be careful with what you choose. You could go out for sushi, but if you use teriyaki is sugar also. And soy sauce too. So I would suggest that you, try to eat the same meal, okay? Maybe two nights in a row and switch it up a little bit. And with that switch up, what did you see happen with your sugar? Now, diabetes can worsen over time, so you are going to have to make adjustments. But this idea of you not wanting to prick your finger in, you not wanting to look and, I'm just going to generally cut this. You need to know. If you're out to dinner and there's a bread basket, you need to know if you want to reach for the pretzel or the sourdough or you need to know. So it's personalized. I agree. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.